continue our little tradition here, Rob. We've been doing this at least once every summer for the last couple of years. Ferris State. Okay, I'm going to ask you again. I always do this every time. This is year what for you up there?
This will be year number 24 for me. So it's hard to believe that it's been that long. It'll be 24 years here in August since I've been at Ferris State. So actually, I guess my 25th season.
So for 25 years, you said next year, or is it next year, right?
It will be next year, 25 years, yes.
So they
25th season.
25th season, gotcha, but 25th year next year. So hopefully next year, behind the scenes, they're planning a huge party for you. I know they are.
I don't know about that, but it seems like it's really flown by, and obviously had a great time doing what we do here at Ferris State, and still really enjoy it very much.
Hey, before we talk about your job with Ferris State, the family hopefully doing well, and I tell you, those kids are growing. You're watching them in sports. Oh my gosh, I bet you have a ball doing that, don't you?
Oh, certainly do. It's hard to believe that my oldest daughter just graduated, getting ready to go to college here in the next month, and my youngest one will be a junior in high school, so they've really grown up quickly.
Oh my gosh, I completely forgot you had a senior last year. Wow, it slipped by me. So where's she going to college at?
She is going to be a Central Michigan Chippewa, so it's about 45 minutes down the road, but close enough to home, but a chance for her to get away.
Okay, how did that fly now with dear old dad being a Ferris State guy? You wanted her to stay at home, but I take it what she wanted to do, that college kind of fit her better?
Yeah, it certainly did. Political science is what she wants to go into, and they have a pretty good program there. And she really enjoyed going to a couple different campuses for some camps the last few summers. I personally wanted her to stay at Ferris State because it's a little bit cheaper as I work at Ferris, but I understand what she's doing. So,
and being 45 minutes down the road, that's going to be great. You'll get a chance to see her a lot.
Oh, certainly. Yeah, it's a quick trip for us, so not too far away, but she gets her a chance to get out on her own and meet some different people.
And you got a junior as well, correct?
Yes, I do. Junior that has been busy all summer working as a lifeguard and getting ready for high school golf season. Plays basketball and softball as well, so she's getting ready for hopefully a big year here as a junior.
So I take it she is the best golfer in the family?
Yes, definitely. It's definitely not me, so I think she could beat me already.
Dad gives it a shot every now and then, but in the end, she always has a lower score, doesn't she?
Yes, certainly does. I'm more of a scramble player, so played in quite a few scrambles this summer, but she's the one that actually goes out there, has played varsity golf the last couple of years, so hopefully they'll have a great fall.
All right, Rob, getting ready for Ferris State athletics, of course, the fall season, and that means football, and football is king around there. It's safe to say that football is king around there with the way this program's going. I know you're challenging for another national title, aren't you?
Yeah, certainly. I think we're very capable. We've got a lot of great experience coming back. Last year was a little bit of a disappointing finish, after winning back-to-back championships, 2021, 2022 national titles. I think anything short of that was going to be disappointing for our fans. And we ran into a great team, our rival Grand Valley State, played them twice last year, and they beat us in the first round of the playoffs in what was a very close game that went to the wire. They were a team that was capable of winning a national title as well. So, I think there's five or six programs really in Division II right now that are clearly kind of above the rest, and we're one of those programs. And, if we can get things to fall in line and, hopefully avoid some big injuries, we should have an outstanding season.
I take it you've got a lot of guys back, hopefully a lot of experience back.
We do. We lost a few key guys, but the majority of our team is back, and I think the way last season ended has really motivated our guys in the off season. Ever since that game in November, they went right back to work, and we've got a few key pieces that we've added. So I think it's going to be an exciting season. We've been in the playoffs 9 consecutive years, which leads Division II, and hopefully we'll have a chance to make it 10 in a row and maybe a chance to really play for something that means a big deal here at the end of the year.
Sure, those guys are starting workouts pretty soon, aren't they?
Yeah, hard to believe it. They've been working out all summer, and we have our conference media day coming up on Thursday here in Grand Rapids, and then our guys actually report for camp early next week, first practice on August 7th. So it's coming quick. We play at Pittsburgh State in Kansas, week zero, which was added to the schedule here this past spring on August 31st. So our guys get a chance to report in a little bit earlier than normal and get ready for the season.
I was looking at that schedule. You're going to be right as close to home as you've ever been with that game being in Pittsburgh State, huh?
Yeah, this will be the second trip I think we've made to Kansas since I've been here. We went to Fort Hays State and beat them in the playoffs, I think, back in 2017. But Pittsburgh State's a team that came to our place in the playoffs 2 years ago when we won the national title in 2022 and almost beat us in the playoffs. So they're certainly a great program. They played some great games last year in the playoffs. And, you know, I think it'll be a challenge for our guys here and really kind of test us going into the season here in week one.
And I take it you are back as the play-by-play voice again this year, aren't you?
I am. At least that's the expectation, I guess, for me right now. I'm looking forward to it. I'm our associate athletic director, so I kind of oversee all of our external operations, and obviously the broadcasting is a big part of that. Something that fortunate that I get to do. Got a great staff that helps really support my efforts on game day and gives me a chance to do that for both football and basketball. So it's a lot of fun and really enjoy being on the air.
And you got a broadcast partner who's been right by your side for a while, hasn't he?
Yeah, Sandy Golston works on campus with me, a great friend of mine. And, you know, we work really well together. We enjoy, I think, the trips going to each game, maybe more than the broadcast itself, just because we like being around each other. And I've had some great memories with him, and he's back for another year. And he's been part of our broadcast team, I think, going on almost 20 years as well. So been around a long time, and he's actually been associated with Ferris State Athletics as a student going back to the 1990s, so a little bit longer than me. So he knows a great deal about the history and the connections here with a lot of our student athletes and alumni.
Now, your volleyball team had a pretty good year. I see they're 27-8 last year. Are expectations again high for that team this year?
Yeah, as high as they've ever been. Coach Tia Brenda Wilhelm has that program right now at near the top of Division II. Went to the Sweet 16 each of the last couple of years and got beat, unfortunately, in the regional final. But I think that's a team capable as well. They've got everyone back from last season, a team that went to the Sweet 16, so didn't lose anybody. So I think there's some big expectations for that team. They actually just got back, went on a trip to Spain here this past May and had a chance to work out for 3 weeks or so in preparation for that trip. And, I think they're going to be a team that's ready to go here once the fall hits.
They had taken a lot of experience back again this year.
Yeah, certainly. They've got all six starters back, and I think a team that's very deep and talented and should be a team that's going to have a chance to win a conference championship and hopefully a regional championship and move on to the Elite Eight.
You ever get a chance to do any play-by-play for volleyball?
I have. Actually, we went to the Elite Eight back in 2013 when I was here at Ferris State, and I did the match we played out there actually in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. So I've done that, done a few other conference championship type matches, and we don't get a chance to do it quite as often with obviously football and hockey on our local station along with basketball all year, but we do some, and we do some streaming of our home games as well. So I've filled in from time to time to do those, so enjoy doing it, just don't get a chance to do it maybe enough.
The cross countries, the golf, the softball, yeah, I take it to the rest of fall schedule sports up there, they are going to be pretty promising again.
Yeah, they should be. I think we've got a great coaching staff right now and a lot of positive momentum here at our university in terms of our president, who is a former student athlete, former college coach, was actually at one point the head basketball coach at York College. So he's a guy that has came in and really transformed our university. And there's some big expectations, some big momentum, and I think it's really impacted all of our sports. We've got a veteran coaching staff, guys that have kind of been around for several years, and I think they've got each of their respective programs headed in the right direction. If they're not already near the top of the Division II, I think they're certainly on their way.
Did I see there's a pretty next year marks not only for you but a pretty big anniversary for sports at Ferris State, is that right?
Yeah, it does. This fall is going to be the 140th anniversary of our university, and there's some big announcements coming up in conjunction with that to really impact athletics. As I referred back to the president, Dr. Bill Pink, our athletic director, Steve Brocklebank, they've really got athletics moving here in the right direction. But, there are some big moments coming up. Our soccer team will be celebrating its 25th year here this coming fall, a program that was started the year before I got here in 1999, and then our hockey team will be playing its 50th season here in college hockey this year. So 50 seasons going back to the 70s. We're about 3 years away from making it 50 years in Division I hockey. So there's some big moments coming up, I guess, in respective anniversary dates for some of our key programs.
I was looking at your website. You got a big weekend, not until December, December 28th, 29th, right after Christmas, with a pretty cool four-team tournament at your place.
Yeah, our hockey team playing in the Quick Trip tournament. Going to play Wisconsin on the opening day. So, you know, it's really cool to see in college hockey, you know, our program playing against some of the biggest schools there are, Big Ten type teams. And, you know, hopefully we'll have a chance really to play well this year. Got a new team for the most part. Lost a lot of guys to graduation. So it's going to be exciting to see what they're able to accomplish this year, but obviously hockey, a big draw for the local community, a lot of fans that have really been around the game for a long time, and the program means a great deal to a lot of the fans and the alumni who come back. We've got our hockey golf outing coming up actually this Saturday. It's a sold out event with almost 200 golfers, so it's always a great time, and you know, we get a chance to bring back a lot of the alums, guys that have played in the NHL or in other professional hockey leagues that come back each and every year.
Gosh, I bet that's a lot of fun, seeing the old faces. You've been around for a few years, Rob, so you get a chance to see all those guys, say hi, and just kind of chit-chat a little bit about the past, don't you?
Yeah, I do. You know, we've had already a couple of them this summer. We had our football outing, which was sold out back in June. Last week, we had our men's basketball golf outing. And, you know, we get a lot of alums to come back for both of those events along with hockey. So, you know, it's a chance. It's really cool to see, you know, a lot of those former athletes that were playing here, Ferris State, when I first got here or shortly thereafter, get a chance to come back. One of our former hockey players, Joe Van Kulin, lives here in the local community. He's a great friend of mine. And, you know, I get a chance to interact with him. And, you know, he knows so many former hockey players, so I get a chance to meet a lot of those guys if I didn't already know them. So it's really cool to see, and, you know, it certainly speaks to how long I've been here, just seeing those former athletes come back, some of them with, you know, kids of their own that probably will be recruiting here shortly if we haven't already.
Yeah, I know you mentioned your kids. We got to mention the wife. I mean, she is the backbone of this family. I take it she's busy as always and supports you in everything you do, doesn't she?
Oh, she does. My wife, Jenny, you know, she runs the house, you know, busy in her own profession, you know, helping run Brookside Elementary School here in Big Rapids. She's been a teacher at every level, I think, a special education teacher, kind of serving as an assistant principal now. So she makes it go. Not sure how she does it during the year, but, you know, fortunately, we're to the age now where our kids can drive, which our youngest one just turned 16. So that's helped in terms of the driving. I'm not sure it helped in terms of the insurance cost, but it's helped in terms of the driving.
I feel the pain. Feel your pain, Rob. I certainly do. Well, it's been a great run there at Ferris State. No signs of slowing down anytime soon.
No, it's again, you know, hard to imagine that I've been here this long, but really enjoy what we do. We've got a great staff. You know, I get a chance to work with our coaches and our student athletes every single day, and they're a committed group that puts in the time and the effort, represents our university so well, you know, both on the field and in the community. So it's a lot of fun being here at Ferris State.
Good to catch up with you, Rob, as always, sir. Keep up the good work, and we'll talk to you down the line, big guy.
Hey, thanks, Rich. Appreciate it.